The Wisconsin Judicial Commission argues Gabelman violated the state judicial ethics code when he ran a controversial election ad during his successful campaign in 2008 to unseat incumbent Supreme Court Justice Louis Butler. The commission says the ad implies that while a public defender, Butler used a legal loophole to help a client who later molested a child. Gabelman's attorney, James Bopp, told three appellate judges that the ad is factually accurate. Bopp says trying to gauge what the ad implied would chill political speech.
It's not that people want to get off doing misleading statements. It's that people are concerned that one person or commission or group will read a statement one way and they read it another way.
Bopp says it should be up to voters to comment on political ads. But the Judicial Commission argues Gabelman's ad went too far because it left out the fact the Supreme Court kept Butler's client in prison and the client only molested his victim after getting out on parole. The Judicial Commission's attorney, James Alexander, urged the appellate panel to proceed with the Gabelman case.
A finding by this panel that this advertisement is false is not a slippery slope. It will not quell speech. It will not chill speech.
The appellate judges will announce later whether they'll ask the state Supreme Court to dismiss the case against Justice Gabelman. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Waukesha.